Have you ever noticed how English speakers use the word go for absolutely everything? You think it's just go home, go to work, go outside, right? But no, go appears in moods, choices, style, disasters, and about half of the phrasal verbs we use every day. So today, I'm going to walk you through some of the most useful ways to use go that go way beyond physical movement. Let's start with something extremely common, go plus adjective. We use this to talk about changes, especially when things go wrong or behave unexpectedly. Here are some everyday examples. My laptop went crazy and froze. The milk went bad. His face went red when he saw his crush. Everything went wrong this morning. You can also use it for emotions or behavior. Don't go mad, I'm just joking. She went quiet after the meeting. You'll hear these all the time. If you start using it naturally, it gives your English a much more fluent, native feel. Next up is go for something, which simply means choose, but in a much more casual and conversational way. For example, I'll go for the pasta. Which colour are you going for? I think you should go for the promotion. You can also use it to talk about ambitions or goals. She's really going for that scholarship. If you want to improve your English, just go for it. This phrase is everywhere in everyday speech, especially when making decisions. Another really common structure is go with something, used when things match or fit together. For example, those shoes go with everything. This shirt doesn't go with the jacket. Let's go with the cheaper option. It's also used for choices when you're comparing several ideas. For example, we'll go with plan B. It's very flexible and you'll hear it constantly in daily conversations. Now let's focus on five of the most common phrasal verbs using go. There are many more, but these five appear constantly in everyday English. Go on, meaning to continue or happen. This one is hugely common. Sorry, go on. I didn't mean to interrupt. Or, what's going on? You'll hear what's going on everywhere. It basically means what's happening in a very casual way. Number two, go back meaning return. Simple but super useful. Let's go back to what you said earlier. I'll never go back to that restaurant. When are you going back home? It can be used literally or metaphorically. Number three, go out, to leave home to socialize. This phrasal verb is used daily. Do you want to go out tonight? We're going out for dinner. I don't feel like going out. I'm staying home. Number four, go off, which could mean explode, stop liking something, or food going bad. This one has a few meanings, all very useful. The bomb went off. I've gone off coffee recently. This means I don't like it anymore. The chicken has gone off. Don't eat it. The meaning depends on context, but native speakers understand it instantly. And number five, go through, meaning to experience or check carefully. This one appears in emotional, administrative, and academic contexts. She's going through a difficult time. Let's go through this document together. We need to go through the plan again. It's one of those phrasal verbs that sounds natural in many different situations. Let's quickly summarize what we've covered today. Go plus adjective describes changes, especially sudden or unexpected ones. Go for something, meaning choosing something. Go with something, meaning matching or selecting. And the five essential phrasal verbs were go on, go back, go out, go off, and go through. If you enjoyed this breakdown and want more lessons that focus on real, everyday English, feel free to like the video and subscribe for more. And if you want more lessons like this, you'll find plenty more on the channel. All right, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.